Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to Hera Group's Q1 results for 2012. All participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, we will have a Q&A session. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by zero. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Chairman of Hera Group. Mr. Tommasi di Vignano, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We are here to illustrate the results of the first quarter. Just a while ago, we concluded our board of directors meeting, and we are satisfied for our performance in Q1 because once again, the strength of the performances in our portfolio allowed us to withstand a number of specific events which happened during that timeframe that we're referring to during the presentation. Specifically, the results have to be seen in terms of the comparison with last year, with the first quarter last year. A year ago, we had an extraordinary performance with a growth equal to 39 million euros. Therefore, this year, we had to manage the current scenario with a very important comparison with our performance last year. Therefore, the first remark we can make is that our results in terms of EBITDA, EBIT, and in terms of our net results are perfectly in line with the results we obtained in the same period last year, even though we had to tackle some variations and some one-off events. Despite these events, because had we assessed the results simply taking into account the figures and also taking into account some effects which had modified things from one year to the next, our results would have been even better. This was the target we had in mind, and we're satisfied with how things have gone. Now, just to mention a few of these events. First of all, this was the first quarter in which we had to take into account the expiration of CIP 6, which, as you may remember, had ceased at the end of November 2011 on the Bologna plant. Therefore, we had an effect in the waste business with a 4.5 million euro reduction in our margin. This is one thing I'd like to mention, and then Mr. Venier will be mentioning a few other things when he goes into the business-by-business breakdown, such as the effects of fair value on the energy businesses, which have a negative impact, which go in contrast with the results obtained in 2011. Therefore, even this change brought about some temporary changes, because as the fair values expired last year, this year, we will make a recovery on the fair value we have in our portfolio. Whereas CIP 6 will have an effect up to the end of the year, the fair value variation will be reabsorbed during the year. Now, as far as the specific factors which happened in this period, besides the downturn, the crisis, which I believe you're all familiar with, we also have to take into account that as far as weather is concerned, we had a number of different situations which had an impact in different sectors. As far as waste is concerned, we had a reduction in consumption and therefore an impact on waste. On top of that, we also had the month of February, which was specifically negative for the waste activities. due to the fact that for 2 weeks waste could not be collected because the locations they were situated in could not be reached by our trucks, and some of our sites couldn't be reached due to the snow. Now, that was a very specific event. Another effect was due to the heat in terms of the figures on gas in the month of March. We had a strong increase in temperatures, or rather we had a very cold month in February, which helped gas, whereas in March some of the days were so warm that it almost felt like spring. Therefore, these are two factors that we will be explaining because they obviously had an effect on the overall results. All in all, as I was saying, we were able to perform well in all areas, and we were also able to control our investment levels as promised. And over this period, we invested some 60 million euros. Therefore, it is fully comparable with our business plan forecasts and also with the investments made last year. In terms of the cash flow covering of the investments made and also the effects of the crisis on the performance of free cash flow are two other elements in which we were able to have a positive performance. We also have positive effects on the debt because, as you can see, we are in a stable condition vis-a-vis year-end with 2,006,000,000 euros vis-a-vis the 1.987 million euros which had billion euros which had characterized the year-end. Meaning that on page 2, you can see that there was a strong increase in terms of revenues due to the increase in raw material trading and also in some periods of the quarter we had a good level in terms of consumption and in terms of our energy offers. As far as EBITDA is concerned, we are in line with the levels last year without taking into account the fact that we had those events that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And had we not had those events, 2012 would have been even better compared to 2011. In terms of EBIT, we are in line with the same quarter in 2011. We're at 151.4 million euros, whereas we had an increase in financial charges, which is connected to the increase of debt which had happened in the period between the two quarters being taken into account, and to a lesser extent due to the effect of the increase of spreads. In terms of pre-tax profit, we are at 120.3 million vis-a-vis 123 million euros last year. Then we have the tax levels, which, as everybody knows, grew significantly, which brought up our tax rate from 39.5 last year to 42.7 this year. This tax hike is obviously due to the effects of the Robin Hood tax and to the effect of EDAP, which all in all account for some 2.5 million euros. Our net profit post-minorities is at 65.3 million euros vis-a-vis 66.8 million euros last year, therefore with a very limited variation. As far as the drivers for this quarter are concerned, a limited number of significant things can be highlighted. It all stems from organic growth and synergies with a further 1 million euro coming in from an M&A operation, which took place last year, which didn't have effects on last year, which was the acquisition of Sadori Gas in the Marche region. And another, which is typical of this period, is the acquisition of solar plants equal to 4 megawatts, which happened in February. This was the acquisition of 4 small companies, each of which had a 1 megawatt plant. That is the part relative to M&A activities in Q1, and then we also had the SIP 6 effect that I also mentioned. Moving into the strategic area performances, as far as the energy sector is concerned, we had a significant growth. We posted a plus 11% vis-a-vis 2011, which again was a very good year. And this was due to the good performances we had and the expansion of our customer base that we'll be going into later on. As far as networks are concerned, we had a 4% increase compared to the previous year, which is mainly due to the increase of tariffs concerning this specific sector. As far as contribution to our results from waste, we had a reduction, which we expected. Most of it stems from two factors. One is the 5 million euros less stemming from the expiration of SIP 6 and the GSE action concerning green certificates last year for waste. Where we had a discount on artillery services. And another factor was due to the market difficulties in terms of the amount of waste, which had a significant impact both on urban waste and on special waste, industrial waste. So these are the main lines in the quarter. And now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Moroni. We'll be going into the financials, after which we will be going into the business-by-business breakdown with Mr. Venier. Good afternoon. Many of the things you can see on the graph on page 4 have partly been mentioned by the chairman. The debt is very well monitored, around 2 billion euros. Cash flows are positive, pre-extraordinary operations, equal to 8 million euros. Therefore, we have 129.6 million euros in operational flows, which were then used for investments, equal to some 59 million euros. Then the net working capital absorption, which is typical for the seasonal aspect of the business in Q1, even though it suffers partly from the overall context in terms of payments, nonetheless, the performance is positive at around 8 million euros. After that, we have the effects of the extraordinary operations I mentioned, namely linked to the acquisitions of companies which manage 4 solar plants, and we also acquired a majority stake in the Feronia company, which manages a landfill. The company's debt structure is absolutely in line with what we had at year-end. Most of the debt, 70% of the debt, is at fixed rate, with a very long duration. The part which is ending is relatively low. We have 140 million euros of the convertible bond, which will expire in October 2013. Then we have another number of lesser financing. As far as committed credit lines are concerned, to date they are equal to 330 million euros. this figure will be increased by a further 100 million euros at least from now to the next quarter's results. So as far as that is concerned, there is nothing further to add. You have probably seen the press agency note on the emission we recently made of some bonds equal to 102 million euros. This was financing that had very positive conditions. These are two main parts with 15 and 20 year expirations with a 17.5 year average with credit spreads that for this amount of time, for 15 years is 310 basis points, and for 20 years, 320 basis points. Which, compared to the results today, with their credit spreads, 10-year credit spreads in Italy are above 400 basis points, well, we feel this was a very successful operation. This operation was finalized so as to refinance a put loan that we had in our portfolio, among other such tools. I have nothing further to add, therefore I'll give the floor to Mr. Venier, who will be going into the various businesses. Good afternoon. As usual, we can begin with the waste business, which, as you've already heard, had the most significant effects, both in terms of the general context and in terms of the extraordinary events that we had to tackle during the first quarter. There isn't much else to add, if not just some minor remarks on volumes. As you've seen, the issue of the impact of the context, of the general context, didn't simply have an impact on special waste, which contracted in the two most significant months, because in February, at least in the Emilia-Romagna region, waste collection was blocked by the snowstorms, but even in terms of urban waste, we had a contraction equal to 5% approximately. This obviously suffered from the snowstorms in February, but in general terms, as you can see, this is due to the difficult general context, one that we had never seen in previous years. Not even during the freezing months in 2008 and 2009. Obviously, facing this scenario, the company decided to introduce a number of actions, one of which was very consistent with what we had already started in 2011, therefore to increase our catchment area. And we are helped in this by the criticalities which exist in the Lazio and Abruzzi regions, but also in other regions in Italy. And these situations are creating the conditions to actually create new flows of waste that we'll be seeing in the months ahead. We are also working on completing the different axes for waste management. In other words, by increasing the larger assets, by accompanying waste energy plants with lighter plants, so that we can tackle the increase in sorted collection, giving value to the biomass component in waste, which, as you know, benefits from specific subsidies, which are also included in the new decree on renewable sources. Last but not least, we also have some initiatives in terms of cost reduction, in terms of rationalizing the assets we have, because obviously when facing contracting volumes, we have to look to a smaller number of plants so that we can have an optimal level of functioning. At the same time, we also have to cut costs in terms of the operating costs that are included in all of the waste treatment processes. This is pretty much the action plan that we have decided to apply, which started a few months ago, because the situation is not a novelty. In the last quarters last year, we'd already seen a trend which indicated that there was a contraction, and therefore we feel that we'll be seeing the results of our action already in the months ahead. Moving on to page 6, the water business. In this case, we have some very comforting figures. Our margins increased slightly. I use the word slightly, but as far as percentages are concerned, it's equal to 8%. And this is proof that our consistent approach and the consistent approach that local authorities had were positive in terms of sticking to the tariff agreements we had. Certain areas, such as Bologna and Modena and their provinces, which account for 50% of our water business, these contracts will continue up to 2014 and 2015 as we wait for a new tariff system. The visibility that we have on a significant part of this business for the years ahead allows us to continue with the initiatives that we've already had in the past 8 or 9 years. In other words, when we began managing a stable asset. As you can see, certain cyclical trends are difficult to interpret as far as consumption is concerned. We've had an increase in Q1 compared to Q1 last year, and the figure this year certainly reflects the effects of a very warm month of March, but also a very cold month of February, because consumption was influenced by the weather conditions, namely due to some increased leakages. Moving on to gas on page 7. In this case, once again, we have a confirmation of certain dynamics that we had appreciated in some quarters last year, specifically in Q4 last year. We have a plus 15 million euros increase, and in Q1, we're at 114.4 million euros in terms of EBITDA. In these, some 50 million euros are connected to distribution, which, due to the progressive increase of RAB, we had an improvement equal to 1 million euros in 2012, whereas the remaining part is connected to sales for 57 million euros, and the remaining part is linked to district heating activities, which overall in Q1 had a sizable growth in sold volumes above 5%. The other main elements which need to be underlined are, on one hand, the revenues. Not so much because it allows us to appreciate our performance of the business, but because they prove that there has been an increase in our activities, especially in trading or in wholesale activities. And this is a consequence, on one hand, of the mercato di bilanciamento, the so-called mercato di bilanciamento activity, which calls for a daily balancing activities, which brings about trading. And on the other, because the volatility of the market has brought about new opportunities to play a direct role in managing our procurement portfolios, also in terms of standalone opportunities. Moving on to the electricity business. And going back to the comments made on the previous business, in this case, the revenues dynamics has posted a growth, but not with the size we've seen previously. This is a consequence of the typical development of our customer base, besides the price reflected on the last 12 months. And in those same months, the price of oil grew by some 20%, if I remember correctly. And if we look at the purely trading activities as far as this business is concerned, this has reduced due to the same period last year, also due to the well-known upstream and wholesale market conditions. We also have to note that we have continued to increase our customer base. At the end of March, we were above 500,000 customers, which is considerable amount. If you take into account that 10 years ago, we were 10 times as small. And also because this was a constant result we were able to obtain. It's almost like a marathon runner who faces the race constantly, step by step. In the last quarter, we increased our customers by 19,000, which is consistent with the results obtained in the previous quarters in the past 2 or 3 years. Now, we have to note two or three effects in this business, two or three effects that conditioned the performance. We have the issue of fair values, which was mentioned at the beginning, which is equal to some slightly above 2 million euros, which last year had had negative figures. And we also have to take into account some effects that we recorded in terms of the management of our assets, because the contribution of ancillary services and the contribution of marginality, even though we have a low contribution, brought about a negative effect vis-a-vis last year. But as you can see, this is limited to some very small figures. Out of the 21 million euros, approximately 6 million euros account for distribution activities, whereas the remaining amount is linked to sales and trading activities. One last note on electricity and on energy, rather, and gas. There's also linked to the development of our customer base. And after the end of Q1, we launched our new commercial campaigns, which, from this point of view, should be a further drive to reaching the targets we have for this year, which I remind you is to bring a further 80,000 customers compared to last year. And I'll give the floor to the chairman for his conclusions. Thank you. Well, I don't have very much to add. It seems to me that the profile of the performances we've had in this quarter confirms the strength of our plans. We were also able to absorb a number of events, such as the SIP 6 or the effects of increased taxes or due to the general scenario. And I believe that our performance shows that our way of working was the best we could possibly choose, and hopefully the crisis will decrease in the months ahead. Obviously, we seem to be getting worse and worse news every day, but hopefully the scenario will change. And besides the things that Stefano said a few minutes ago, I also have to add that as far as our plants are concerned, as far as our assets are concerned, We are continuing in the completion of a number of these. In Q1, we also launched a significant plant in Ravenna in terms of the management of industrial sludge, thereby strengthening our presence in that sector. We are continuing in the biodigesters sector. Two of these plants will go on stream within the end of the year. And therefore, as far as this profile is concerned, we continue to strengthen our portfolio in the waste business. Always in line with the evolution of the market itself. And at the same time, we have also we've also been continuing working in Florence. We're working on the authorization phases of the project that, as you know, we have in Florence. Therefore, our performance is good. Life goes on. We haven't been stopping our initiatives. And this is further proof that we're continuing with our good performances in line with 2011. And the result of that is the dividend we'll be paying in early June. And now we'll leave it to you to hear any comments or questions you may have. This is the chorus call operator. We will now begin our Q&A session. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. To leave the questions list, please press star followed by two. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by one. Our first question is by Francesca Pizzoli at Chevre. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions for you. The first is on the waste volumes, which had a significant contraction. I'd like to know if your expansion commercial policies have already had some effects, or if these effects will be felt more in the second part of the year. And as far as M&A is concerned, can you give us some details on how much was spent on photovoltaic plants and on the landfills and the impact that you will have on EBITDA on the full year? I'll begin with your second question. As far as the investment made on PV plants, the overall amount was 14 million euros approximately. The contribution we'll be having will be full year practically, because the acquisitions were concluded in the month of February, three in February and one in early March. And the average contribution of these plants, which benefit from the subsidies of the Arcoe and Terzo Conto Energia. So we're looking at 0.5 million euros per megawatt. As far as the Feronia landfill is concerned, the effect is different compared to the figures you saw, which comes from an increase in our stake, which used to be at 30%, which is now up to 70%. The fact that we took control of this landfill has a number of implications, including commercial implications, because the landfill is in the most extreme part of the Modena province, meaning that it is close to the Reggio Emilia province and the southern part of Lombardy. Therefore, it is an excellent location from a logistical point of view to receive certain volumes, and it is authorized both for urban waste and for certain types of special waste, and therefore it will be bringing in some contributions. And I'll give the floor to the chairman for the question on the waste volumes. As far as the two actions that Mr. Venier was describing, one of which is on revenues, and the attention that we're placing on costs, as far as waste is concerned. As far as the revenues are concerned, we are committed to opening up some further channels in terms of acquiring further amounts of special waste. These effects were only noticeable in the second half of March, after the contracts we signed brought in certain amounts of dry waste to our plants. As far as the other issue relating to special waste is concerned, which start as urban waste and which are then transformed on-site before we receive them for treatment, we have a good amount of composting and digestion plants, which allowed us to sign some further contracts, which already existed for some limited amounts of time last year, vis-a-vis areas which are pretty far from our region, which allows us to then use these plants as best as possible. So we have renewed these contracts, and we are also taking part in a tender, and an important tender, which will be spread out more over time. And these two sectors, in terms of the commercial activities conducted in the last 2 months of the quarter, will bring some further positive results. As far as urban waste is concerned, well, in this case, this is linked to the changes in consumption, and it is also linked to the changes in waste collection. It's linked to sorted collection, which in our territory, as you know, at the end of last year was above 50%. And urban waste collection in Q1 was also linked to the weather conditions, as you know, on top of a decrease in consumption, which also brought about a contraction in waste produced. This is obviously a factor which is more difficult to control. Obviously, the weather conditions are something that may be taken into account, but only within 1 year's time, or in 1 year's time, whereas as far as consumption is concerned, this is something that will have to be looked at carefully. And that's where the further efforts of the company come in, with actions in terms of reducing costs that will allow us to offset the current conditions. Also taking into account that SIP 6 is now over, and therefore this specific trend is one that we'll be seeing to the end of the year compared to the previous one, in terms of the delta it will bring about. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Our next question is from Fabio Picardi, Banca INI. Good afternoon. I also have some questions. First of all, can you remind us of the overall effects of the expiration of SIP 6 on the entire year? Secondly, even though I've already received a partial answer, the plants that will go on stream in 2012, I'm referring to the plants in the waste business. What impact can we expect on the EBITDA coming in from these new plants? Then I'd like you to remind us of the tariff increases we had in 2012. Can you remind me of the CAPEX guidance for 2012? We also have the spread between amortization and depreciation in the Q1 2012. And if you have a net financial position target for 2012, and if you can remind me what that is. As far as the effects of SIP 6 are concerned, last year, it contributed during 11 months. This year, it won't contribute for any months, and the overall result will be 18 million euros throughout the year. The biodigestion plants that we will go on stream are 1 megawatt plants, 1 megawatt installed capacity. They will go on stream within the year, and therefore the incentive scheme will be the one currently in effect, not the new ones that will be defined. And the expected EBITDA is of 2.5 million euros. We already have a test case, meaning that we have one such plant, which has already been on stream for 2 years. As far as water tariffs are concerned, those are the ones you can see from the results we had in the first 3 months. We had a volume delta of 3.4%, and if you take that into account, the tariff increase was equal to 4.5%. That's between 4 and 5%, because within the revenues, as you know, there is a component which isn't linked to tariffs, but on third-party works, which brings about the overall results. But again, the tariff increase is between 4 and 5%, also due to the investments made in the past years. As far as CapEx is concerned, for 2012, our guideline is below 300 million. This is the target we have. Let's just say that 300 million euros is the threshold, and that's the investment plan, excluding any possible acquisitions which may be made. But 300 million is the target we have in mind. Obviously, in terms of distributing investments, the first quarter is always a little bit slower. That's why you'll see that we had 60 million euros in Q1. The split between depreciation and amortization is 57 million euros depreciation and 17 for accrued provisions, and 10 on the as far as the credits are concerned. As far as the guidance on net financial profit is concerned, we should be below 200. We'll have a dividend cash out which will be in line with last year's, and it will account for some 100 million euros. We had some 20 million euros coming in from extraordinary operations. So this would be the guidance. Next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita Fin. Good afternoon. My first question is on the cost of debt. What should the cost of debt be? If I understood correctly, you erased a put bond and you substituted it with new financing. Does this have any one-off costs, maybe? The second question is on tax rate. It seems to be fairly low in the Q1. Is that a guidance for the entire year? And then as far as waste is concerned, you were mentioning two biodigesters with the old incentive scheme. What will happen with the new incentive scheme? Can you comment on what you expect with the new system? And if this will also have an impact on your business plan targets? If your investments will be made, and if they will be postponed vis-a-vis this new system. And then a final comment on the fact that the water business will see its concessions expiring if the municipalities don't sell their stakes by the end of the year. Let's begin with the cost of debt, which increased slightly, but not significantly. In terms of the cost of pure debt, we are below 5%, and we have a negative carry effect, which brings us above 5% at 5.6 or 5.7 due to the effect of the cash available, which we'll keep also due to cautiousness. As far as tax rate is concerned, 42%. Is a tax rate that throughout the year we probably won't be able to keep within this range. Last year we were able to stay at around 43.5%, regardless of the increases we had due to the differential effect of the Robin Hood tax and the plus 0.3% we pay of IRAP. This year we have positive effects due to the Monti maneuver, which will partly offset that plus 3% on IRAP. The effect of the Robin Hood tax differential is equal to some 4 million euros, as it was last year. Therefore, I believe that throughout the year, we will continue being at around 43-44%. Now, I'm not sure if I understood your question on water. I think your question was that if our shareholders don't go under 40%, they'll lose their water concessions. Actually, that is not how things are, because based on the latest regulations, based on the latest legislation, to take into account the results of the referendum last year, the water services are excluded from local public services, which will expire. Therefore, everything will continue to its natural expiration date. Therefore, the only things that are conditioned by the choices made by the shareholders are simply waste collection and any possible services such as public lighting or other local public services that we no longer have, as a matter of fact, because we progressively sold these to third parties. Therefore, water is a completely neutral area. As far as waste is concerned, the two biodigesters will go on stream this year, and in our business plan, we expected to build a further two in the years ahead. Obviously, the final investment decision on these two further plants will have to be based on the latest draft of the decree on renewable sources. If you want a comment on this decree, the comment which is strictly limited to the biomass or biogas part, the incentives mechanism that was identified doesn't offer significant incentives, quite the opposite, rather. But there are some specific incentives linked to the reduction of emissions or linked to the cogeneration of steam for district heating, which can bring about further incentive, which may make these incentives a little bit more interesting. So from this point of view, we'll have to wait and see as to whether these benefits or these incentives, which are only foreseen for virgin biomasses, we'll see whether or not they will be extended to biomass of waste origin. This is something that Federambiente, our association, has communicated to the Ministry of the Environment and to the Association of Regions. We'll see if this will be taken into account. But as far as our forecasts are concerned, as far as our business plan is concerned, the plants that may suffer the impact of the decree are a very limited number. It would be these two biodigesters that we expected to build in 2014 and 2015, we'll only make a final decision after we read the final draft of the decree. There were no other major investments envisaged in the plan. Obviously, this decree, though, will have an impact on the Florence Waste Energy Plant. There is a clause within the tender which brings about a financial rebalancing, but then obviously we'll have to take into account the effects on the project financing for the construction of the waste energy plant in Florence. So, quick follow-up on the cost of debt. In your previous guidance, it was at 5.2.5.3. What is the increase to 5.6 or 5.7 due to, if this is a refunding of put bonds or anything else? The effect of one-off costs, as far as refinancing is concerned, there are none. The effect of the increase is a yearly guideline, also linked to the credit spread curve we estimated. Besides the negative carry, as far as cash is concerned, that we have, which brings about a gross debt cost which is below 5% at 4.8 or 4.9%, and the effect of the negative carry brings us up to 5.6 or 5.7. Thank you. Our next question is by Dario Michi, Banca Akros. Good afternoon. I'd like an update on M&A. Any news on the IMAG front? And we were reading about interest for some other municipally owned utilities. Well, as far as this issue is concerned, there is no major news. As far as the negotiation with IMAG is concerned, as far as the negotiation with their public shareholders are concerned, the negotiation is quite slow, but we are aware of how complex these issues are, especially when it comes to actually leaving control of a company. This is something that we're working on patiently, and it continues being a target for this year. We'll see if we'll be able to have a more reasonable timing compared to the one they have in mind. There are no major difficulties involved. It's just a matter of how complex negotiations they are with them. They have to they take 2 weeks to think about certain points and then come back to the table. That's as far as IMAG is concerned. As far as the general scenario is concerned, I think that the upcoming expirations linked to legislation is bringing out some availabilities from companies which had never thought of merging with the larger companies. So there is more attention to possible mergers. There is a greater availability. And obviously that is a field that we are interested in. In this sense, we have had some contacts with Achegas, which then sent a number of communications to the newspapers. It's interesting. We're looking into it, but there is no negotiation. There's no ongoing negotiation. Hopefully, by mid-year, we'll be able to see whether or not we can move forward in this direction or not. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, gentlemen, there are no further questions. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.